Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies tracked a stolen cell phone during an investigation into a reported theft, and when they finally located the phone in Eureka, it led to the arrest of two women and the recovery of the stolen items. Deputies were called to the Bear River Casino at about 12:30 yesterday morning after a man reported that two women he had met earlier in the evening had stolen the cell phone, a laptop computer, and other items from his room and then fled. The tracking of the cell phone led deputies to Eureka, where they contacted and arrested 27-year-old Sierra Camilli and 29-year-old Andrenia Rice after the stolen items were discovered in their possession. Those items were later returned to the owner, and the two women were booked for grand theft. Sheriff's deputies in Southern Humboldt responded to a report of a home invasion robbery at a residence on Meadowview Road in the Benbow area on September 6th. The five suspects, armed with handguns, stole cash and a shotgun from the victim and then forced him into his own vehicle to drive them to a remote location where they forced him out of the car. Those suspects fled the scene and had remained at large until yesterday when one of the suspects was arrested. On September 27th, a deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 23-year-old Redway resident Micah Keyes Anderson and found the stolen shotgun from the Benbow incident in the car. Keyes Anderson was later identified as one of the suspects in the robbery, and a Ramey warrant was issued and served yesterday in Redway. Keyes Anderson was located and taken into custody without incident. He was booked for robbery and kidnapping. The other four suspects remain at large. The Eureka Police Department's POP team is searching for the owners of stolen property that's been recovered recently by police. Among the items are a kayak, a Honda generator, and power tools. And if you suspect the stolen items may be yours, you are urged to contact Eureka Police. Be prepared to provide serial numbers and other information that can be used to identify the items. The department has posted pictures of that stolen property. In other election news, the last day to register to vote for the November election is October 24th, and if you haven't registered, you're one of only about 25% of those eligible in California to vote that haven't signed up. The Secretary of State's office announced yesterday that just over 18 million Californians have registered to vote, the highest number in history, and it's an increase of more than a million registered voters from 2012. Those 18 million registered voters also outnumber the number of residents in 46 of the other 49 states, with only Texas, Florida, and New York, the states with a greater number of residents than California has registered voters. Those registered voters still only comprise about 73% of eligible voters in the nation's most populous state. In Humboldt County, only about 60% of eligible voters have registered. There are currently just over 133,000 people registered to vote in Humboldt. The California Highway Patrol has identified the victim of a single vehicle collision on Highway 36 who perished after his Jeep left the roadway and tumbled 120 feet down an embankment as Susanville resident William Thurman. The CHP is investigating the cause that led to the crash on Tuesday morning in Trinity County. Thurman was the lone occupant and was pronounced dead at the scene. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Some residents in Laytonville have taken the trouble to post flyers around the small town addressed to the travelers who come to the region at this time of year looking for work as marijuana trimmers. The flyers from the Department of Trimmigration advise wannabe trimmers that there are no services available, that all the land around them is privately owned, and that camping, campfires, and trespassing are all against the law. Humboldt County Undersheriff Bill Hansel echoed those sentiments on Talk Shop when he discussed the annual influx of travelers and how towns like Laytonville and Garberville are fighting back.
Garberville Chamber of Commerce and there's other businesses out there that have tried to push the message out there through Facebook and other social media, Craigslist, saying there are no jobs here. Do not come here if you're looking for a trimmigrant job because there's no place to stay. There's no places to rent. Services are very, very limited. So you're going to be hung out to dry if you come here.
Hansel said that people from across the globe come to the region for jobs, hoping to earn some money and then to get back on the road.
He had people from South America, from Europe, you know, come here to do this trimming business. The money is only here at this time of year, you know, to do that trimming. And I think, too, that a lot of these people, they're travelers in general. they work in a ski resort, they do something else at another time of year and get some money and then go throughout the world.
The marijuana industry has made national headlines in the past few weeks with stories about abuses at cultivation sites and the impact they have on the region. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.